All right, we're taking a look at what has been turned up as far as cultural leadership in America's views of how our pastors are doing, how, and of course, Americans, including the Christians who are with the pastors.
Many pastors sense these constraints themselves in society, in their communities, and sometimes even in their own congregations. A majority of pastors express concerns about religious liberty and public respect, a worry bolstered by the fact that trust in pastors' credibility wanes when it comes to applying faith to real-life issues like politics and justice.
Politics and justice. Politics and justice. People's faith in pastors, people's confidence in pastors grows weak when it comes to their view of how pastors handle politics and justice. That's what happens when you have pastors who promote slavery, when you have pastors who promote separate but equal, when they know the separate is also unequal. That's what happens when you have pastors who support political and social agendas that they know are designed to make life miserable for people of color, especially the black race. Pastors who support the politicians who ensure that justice will be extremely difficult for the poor and people of color, for the needy and people of color. Again, it is hard to play pretend forever. And while we have some pastors who really are on point when it comes to looking at what God has to say about justice and righteousness, and remember what I've shared with you before, so often in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, which is just as relevant as the New Testament, is just as much the Word of God and therefore the will of God as the New Testament is. That's why Jesus quoted it so much. You have pastors who say, hey, look, God is telling us to look out for the poor, the needy, the oppressed, and we've got to do this, and they do what they can. And then you have a whole lot of pastors whose hearts are not in the right place when it comes to justice and righteousness. And as I was getting ready to say, righteousness and justice are paired together frequently, more often than not in the Bible. Righteousness and justice so often, especially in the Old Testament. Righteousness and justice. And yet, we have a lot of people who say they love God, they love His Word, they love truth, who refuse to push for justice. And as a result, we have quite a few people all across this country who don't have a lot of confidence, who have very little confidence in pastors doing the right thing when it comes to justice.
Yet, two-thirds of adults maintain that the presence of clergy is at least of some benefit to the public, leaving room for pastors to continue to make a positive difference.
Now, they're saying the presence of clergy can be beneficial. 26% say that the presence of clergy brings small benefit. 40% of people, though, still say that the presence of clergy can bring significant benefit. There's still time for more clergy to get on board with what God says is right and just, and to join Him in pushing what is right and just.
Among adults who know a pastor personally, nearly two-thirds regards them very positively. Even the religiously unaffiliated are more likely to have something good to say about a pastor with whom they have a personal connection. About half of adults also admit that their actual experience with church leaders has been better than the portrayals or stereotypes they've witnessed in the media. And Barna's research also indicates that people still crave the church's guidance in areas such as relationships, racial reconciliation, and serving needs in the community.
Now, relationships, community, racial reconciliation. Many people are still looking to the church to lead the way in the area of racial
and Barna's research.
Racial reconciliation. Let's listen to that again.
Barna's research also indicates that people still crave the church's guidance in areas such as relationships, racial reconciliation, and serving needs in the community.
They crave the church's leadership in relationships, community, racial reconciliation. Very often, we crave something because we have a strong desire for it, but we're not getting it. Racial reconciliation. How are we doing in that area? We could do a whole lot better, couldn't we? Shouldn't we?
The challenges of relevant, resilient leadership in the midst of vast societal shifts can be daunting. But there remains another option for today's pastors: to show up, to be spurred forward, recommitting their efforts to sharing an unchanging gospel in an ever-evolving culture.
Let's do that, pastors. They're looking for us. They're needing us. Let's step up.